didn't expect you to be so young. You're the one that is looking for a place to stay in return for odd jobs and household work? That is okay. I need a young man for this job, and it's not going to be something that's easily done. Thank you for coming out here after sunset. You're going to help me piss off the Homeowners Association. Yeah, never deal with an HOA. The only reason why I still have the house is that I got it in my divorce. I didn't want the HOA to begin with, and the fines from the HOA are all going to him anyway. That's part of the divorce settlement. So, I've been redecorating. I hope you're up to the task. What kind of jobs have you done? Good. So you have your own tools? Do you have anything electric? Because it might be needed for this job. Good. I hope you have plenty of batteries for it, because you're going to need them. It's going to take a long time, and I want this ready by October. See all these shutters and wood pillars? All of these decorative trim? I need them taken down. Paint sanded off, and then sprayed with black, stain, and sealer that I purchased. Heard that, young man. Black is my soul. You're goddamn right, black is my soul. I have company coming in that is going to be replacing the other wood paneling with this marvelous black brick. Oh yes, I could afford it. You haven't seen the inside of the house yet. What gave it away? My skin is pale, but it does shine in the sunset, that's for sure. That's why my makeup is as dark as it is, to make sure I'm noticed wherever I am. Come inside. Yes, it is a big house. It needs to be when you have to raise an active child. Yes, a son. Oh, you're sweet. I'm 34. His dad knocked me up when I was really young. Also, I look young because I take pride in my skincare routine. However, it's hard to get the blood of virgins nowadays with everyone swiping on Tinder, so I have to keep them locked in my basement. Am I kidding? Well, are you a virgin? Then you have nothing to worry about. I don't have to add you with the ones I have down in the basement. Well, you'll have to find out if I'm kidding once you move the skeletal reindeer from the basement to the roof. You just turned white as a sheet. I like that. You must be lying. Come on in. I don't bite hard. Yes, it is nice and cold in here. I like it cold. However, your room gets a lot of sun and will get you warmed up if you like that kind of thing. Do you like it? I actually put up the wallpaper myself. I enjoy this dark purple pattern and the way it shines in the candlelight. I'm waiting to see how it looks when I start putting logs in the fireplace when it starts snowing. Oh, there is no more lights. There's a switch right next to you. See? Just like the motif of carrying a candle in the evening. Yes, that is why my son is living on campus. After the divorce, he didn't care for his mom doing what she wanted to do, wearing what she wanted to wear, acting how she wanted to act. This is the door to the basement. If you're quiet, you can hear the cries for help. I can't believe you put your ear to the door. This is the kitchen. I barely use it. I hate being in here. I tend to order or go out. Haven't figured how to put my stamp of style on it yet. Maybe with you here I can figure that out, since I have someone to do the heavy lifting. That is the door to the backyard, but I will show you that later. Half bath is right here. Nothing spooky about the toilet yet. See, now you're getting it. Follow me upstairs. We saw the one set of stairs both go up to the second floor. Yes, the ebony wood paneling and mold are throughout the whole house. I actually did a lot of that myself because it was indoors. I just had everything pre-cut and the liberal use of the nail gun. This is my son's room. No wallpaper or paneling in here. This is your room. Yes, it's a master bedroom, furnished with a master bath. You won't have to worry about running into me with a towel on. Not saying you won't see me in the same way. The paneling is here, but I didn't get the wallpaper on those sections. That might happen after you're done with your task or decide to leave. That room is my closet. No, seriously. I have a room for all my things. It needs a bunch of organizations. No, organizing, that won't be your task. Dear, the only reason you should be in there is if there's something specifically sexy you want me to wear for you. That's not what I said. No, let me show you my office. This is where you'll find me most of the time. I might call upon you for some task. Would you like to touch it? It can feel you staring a hole into my ass when I walk upstairs. Would you like to touch it? Go ahead, do it. My hands are nice and firm. You do a lot of work, it seems. This is where my assistant will be staying if they need to stay. It doubles for their office before going in my office. Now, before we go into the office, I have documents for you to sign. Oh, just the usual. You're staying until the list of services are provided. Get finished. They're on the second page. Your stipend for food and entertainment, guest policies, and you sign those quickly. Aren't you worried that? Clever boy, scanning it for any chance it was signing over your soul. Well, you might have done that anyway. You really should read things before you sign them. Follow me. Welcome to my laboratory slash dungeon slash bedroom slash studio. You're precious. You've seen my body. What do you think I do in here? Close. However, I lose more assistance with my productions. Oh, no, you're not an assistant. You're a young man that's doing heavy lifting for me. A strong, virile young man like yourself shouldn't have a problem with what I do to make money now, do you? In fact, I can help with more financial assistance if you do have the proper equipment. One of those things you signed was a waiver for this. That's why you should read things before you sign. Stay right there. Right now, I have multiple cameras running. Some are live streamed, some are for video editing later. Consider this your casting video. How old are you? What do you think of my ass when you touched it earlier? Are there other things you want to touch, young man? How about you touch one of them? Only one thing. No. With your lips. Ooh, right into my cleavage with your lips. Yes, I love this top when I'm not wearing a corset. You'll be able to see my other sexy things. Is that a gas? Of course, I'm grabbing your dick through your pants. I need to see what I have to work with here. I don't have to get on my knees for a man I just met. I rarely get on my knees at all. I'm intimidating you. I'm putting my hand in your boxers. That's it. Moan for me. Moan because you didn't think this would be happening. All you see is black hair, black lips, pale skin, a nice set of tits with a nice wide hip. Soon I'll be wrapping my thighs around you, and they are gothic. If you haven't had gothic, you're missing out. Now you feel my hand around your cock? Do you feel my fingernails along the back of your neck? Are you shuddering because you're enjoying this, or because you're scared? Both is an acceptable answer, but this thing in my hand isn't scared. I almost wanted to break my own rule about getting on my knees. However, I don't want to waste things. You can tell me. I won't be mad. Are you a virgin? If you want me to continue, you'll answer me. No, don't cry out for God. You'll be crying out for your goth goddess. Are you a virgin? Answer me now. See? That wasn't so hard. This was very hard, but answering wasn't hard. What did you think of me when you first saw me? Yes, those are my fingernails. Imagine what would happen if you don't tell me. A MILF? A mom you'd like to fuck? Well, maybe I should put you in the basement. I feel that twitch. Just a MILF. A goth MILF. Accurate. I had a child when I was 16. His father did a noble thing and married me. Now, the past 2 years, I've gotten to play. I've gotten a chance to go back to my youth by taking the youth of others. The young that want me and pay oh so dearly for my services. Money. You can make a killing on the internet, and some of these young men and women just want to be under my boot. Some men, powerful men, just want to be put in their place. Do you want to be under my boot? Do you need to be put in your place? What have you done with another woman or girl? Third base. I need more information. It can mean different things to different people. You've kissed a girl. You've had your dick sucked. Have you made a girl orgasm? Climax? Come? Get on your knees. Don't make me tell you again. Good boy. I'm putting my skirt over your head. Yes, your face is right there. Right in my pussy. Make me come. If you don't make me come, I'm locking you in this basement with the other virgins. You won't be missed. They are never missed. I'll put a little fear in you. That's it. Use your tongue. Just like that. Yes. Yes, you can use your fingers. No, don't call me that. Call me what you thought of me. Yes, call me your goth MILF. Fingers nicely calloused. I like a man that works with his hands. Yes. How do use them? That's it. Show them deeper. I'm close. Keep doing that. Yes, that's my clit. Suck it. Lick it. Fuck me with your fingers while you do that. Shit, shit, shit. I'm gonna come in your face. Oh my. I'm not one of those meek girls that just shudder and twitch and shake their legs when they can. I do that. More. Take it, old boy. Don't you fucking move your face. I'm gonna fucking drown you. Didn't think that's what ass pussy was gonna do that, huh? No, boys like you never think that. Fuck. Did you like how my skirt fell around you with a simple unsnapping? Oh, people pay for this, and they will be paying for you too. Your face looks so lovely. It's glistening with my juices. What did you think? Making a woman come like that. That's my boot. Lifting your cock. I'm only gonna ask this once. If you say no to this, it'll never happen again. And you can keep to the business arrangement. And you'll just have a great memory. Yes, I know it is a great memory. Do you want to fuck me with this virgin cock? You don't know what you'll get into if you do. But you'll enjoy the ride until I'm done with you. Let me sit on this desk, spread my legs like so. See how wet I am? Take that dick and fuck me with it. I always choose the positions. You need to focus on pleasing me with that dick. Come here. That's right. Like that. Yes. Feel how wet it is, the head of your cock. Let me out. Right here. Thrust it in. Oh, yes. That's good. Don't be gentle. Pound it into me. Yeah. Do you good job in this house, and I'll let you go into that room of sexy things. I'll pull this top down for you. You like seeing my tits bounce as you fuck me? Oh, young man, these are real MILF tits. And you're making them bounce. Grab them, squeeze them. Don't be gentle. I said, don't be gentle. Play with them as hard as you're trying to fuck me. That's it. Aw, that's a young man need a kiss. I bite. You can bite when I tell you to. That's right, my boy. Moan for me. Gasp for me. Growl for me. I want you to be breathless when you're done. I want you to not be able to remember your name when you're done. I'll fucking pound this pussy like it's the last pussy you'll get. See? I knew raking my nails down your chest will give you enough pain for motivation. Do it. I'm gonna come. If you come in me when I come, I'll let you live. Truly live. If you don't, I'll leave you a wreck of a man. Which do you want? I'm gonna come in 13. Fuck. 12. Yeah. Fuck you. 11. 10. 9. Such a nice cock. Good boy. 8. 7. Oh, shit. Fuck you. Yeah. Pound harder. 6. 5. Dragging my nails more up and down your chest. I love seeing you whimper. 4. Me. Breathe my cunt, you nasty boy. Don't you dare fucking move. As my thighs are twisting around you so you don't fucking move. Shit. There's so much. So fucking much. How much was in your balls? Oh, I'm so glad I didn't get you off before. You've knocked me up. You must have fucking knocked me up. Oh, shit. I said don't fucking move. I want you to remember this. That the day you met me, you knocked me up. So sweetie. I'll never love you. I'll love my child when it's born. But you'll be gone before it's born. Pull out. I'm gonna hold myself in. Fuck. It's gushing. You're young, virile, and basically a bull to me. If you don't like that, you can just quit and leave. Or you'll be called upon for services. Or if you see me carrying a candle in your room late at night, I might even be submissive for you when the pregnancy test shows positive. Or I'll have my assistant take you submissively when I hire her. I know there are things that you want to do that I just won't do. Just like those cameras that are streaming. Yes, you knocked me up for the world to see. You'll get a cut of this live stream. Don't worry. Close-up videos make a lot of money after I edit it. Now, why don't you go freshen up and go down to the kitchen? I'll be a good host and make us some sandwiches, and we'll discuss the finer details of the work outdoors. Hey, put that away. I don't need you walking through the office with your dick dripping on the floor. Good boy.